Hi, this is Tech Coffee for the 16th of January. And here's your daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. As Elon Musk unveils technology advancements at Tesla, he is sticking by his claim that by the end of 2020, Tesla will have fully autonomous robotaxis operating unrestricted on city streets. Musk's initial deadline for Tesla's full self-driving feature was the fourth quarter of 2019. Tesla's full self-driving feature is a small step up from its autopilot capabilities, promising automatic parking, lane changes, and merging on and off ramps. Apple is preparing itself for a legal challenge from the Department of Justice over its refusal to unlock iPhones, according to sources for the New York Times. The report draws parallels between the Pensacola iPhones situation and a similar dispute in 2016 between Apple and the FBI in relation to San Bernardino shooting. Regarding Pensacola, Apple is hoping to guide law enforcement toward an outside solution, though the report does not indicate what that could be. Google updates its Smart Lock app for iOS, providing two-factor authentication for Google logins. When a user tries to log in via desktop Chrome, they will see an alert on their nearby iPhone, asking them to confirm the activity. The process is similar to Google Prompt, part of the Gmail and search apps, but requires an active Bluetooth connection between the iPhone and PC. Officials in India have ordered a partial restoration of internet services in Kashmir, more than 5 months after the region lost connectivity. The Home Department of Jammu and Kashmir says residents will only have access to whitelisted websites such as online banking, social media, and VPNs will continue to be blocked. Follows a ruling by India's Supreme Court, which called the government-mandated shutdown an abuse of power. The U.S. National Security Agency alerted Microsoft to a critical vulnerability in its Windows 10 operating system, with the company issuing a patch or update to its systems on Tuesday to block any third-party breaches or surveillance. Ironically, this came on the day that all support, including security fixes for its Windows 7 operating system, ended. So this might be a good time to take advantage of a free upgrade to the latest version of Windows. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find us at onthismedia.com.